German Romanticism. Compared to English Romanticism, German Romanticism developed relatively late, and in the early years coincided with the Weimar Classicism. In contrast to the seriousness of English Romanticism, the German variety of Romanticism notably valued wit, humor, and beauty. Romanticism was also inspired by the German Sturm und Drang movement, Storm and Stress, which prized intuition and emotion over Enlightenment rationalism. This proto-Romantic movement was centered on literature and music, but also influenced the visual arts. The movement emphasized individual subjectivity. Extremes of emotion were given free expression in reaction to the perceived constraints of rationalism imposed by Enlightenment and the associated aesthetic movements. Sturm und Drang in the visual arts can be witnessed in paintings of storms and shipwrecks showing terror and irrational destruction wrought by nature. These pre-Romantic works were fashionable in Germany from the 1760s on through the 1780s, illustrating a public audience for emotionally charged artwork. Additionally, disturbing visions and portrayals of nightmares were gaining an audience in Germany, as evidenced by Goethe's possession and admiration of paintings by Fuseli, which were said to be capable of giving the viewer a good fright. The early German Romantics strove to create a new synthesis of art, philosophy, and science, largely by viewing the Middle Ages as a simpler period of integrated culture. However, the German Romantics became aware of the tenuousness of cultural unity that they sought. Late-stage German Romanticism emphasized the tension between the daily world and the irrational and supernatural projections of creative genius. Key painters in the German Romantic tradition included Joseph Anton Koch, Adrian Ludwig Richter, Otto Reinhold Jacobi, and Philipp Otto Runge, among others. Excerpted and adapted from Curation and Revision provided by Boundless.com, Creative Commons License BY-SA Attribution Share Alike. Philipp Otto Runge. Philipp Otto Runge was of a deeply mystical Christian mind, and in his artistic work he tried to express notions of the harmony of the universe through symbolism of color, form, and numbers. He considered blue, yellow, and red to be symbolic of the Christian Trinity and equated blue with God and the night, red with morning, evening, and Jesus, and yellow with the Holy Spirit. As with some other Romantic artists, Runge was interested in Gesamtkunstwerk, a total work of art, which was an attempt to fuse all forms of art. He planned such a work surrounding a series of four paintings called The Times of the Day, designed to be seen in a special building and viewed in accompaniment with music and his own poetry. The four paintings were to be installed in a Gothic chapel accompanied by music and poetry, which Runge hoped would be the nucleus for a new religion. In 1803, Runge had large format engravings made of the drawings of the Times of Day series that became commercially successful, and a set of which he presented to his friend, the writer, Jean Wolfgang van Goethe. He painted two versions of Morning, but the others did not advance beyond drawings due to Runge's death. Morning was the start of a new type of landscape, one of religion and emotion. It is also considered to be his greatest work. Runge's interest in color was the natural result of his work as a painter and of having an inquiring mind. Among his accepted tenets was that, as is known, there are only three colors, yellow, blue, and red, said in a letter to Goethe in 1806. His goal was to establish the complete world of colors resulting from mixtures of the three, among themselves and together with white and black. In the same lengthy letter, Runge discussed some of the details in his views on color order and included a sketch of a mixture circle, with the three primary colors forming an equilateral triangle, and together with their pairwise mixtures, a hexagon. He arrived at the concept of the color sphere sometime in 1807, as indicated in this letter to Goethe in November of that year, by expanding the hue circle into a sphere, with white and black forming the two opposing poles. A color mixture solid of double triangular pyramid had been proposed by Tobias Mayer in 1758, a fact known to Runge. His expansion of that solid into a sphere appears to have had an idealistic basis rather than one of logical necessity. With his disc color mixture experiments of 1807, he hoped to provide scientific support to the sphere form. Encouraged by Goethe and other friends, he wrote in 1808 a manuscript describing the color sphere published in Hamburg early in 1810. In addition to a description of the color sphere, it contains an illustrated essay on rules of color harmony and one on color in nature written by Runge's friend Hendrik Steffens, and included hand-colored plates showing two different views of the surface of the sphere as well as horizontal and vertical slices showing the organization of its interior. Runge's premature death limited the impact of his work, Goethe, who had read the manuscript before publication, mentioned it in his Fabeleur of 1810 as successfully concluding this kind of effort. It was also overshadowed by Michel-Eugène Chevreul's hemispheric system of 1839. A spherical color order system was patented in 1900 by Albert Henry Monsell, soon replaced with an irregular form of the solid. Excerpted and adapted from Wikipedia.com.